UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM. Hey fam, welcome to Friday.
Yay! Oh yeah.
Doing good, hey.
I've been feeling like it's Friday since Wednesday.
I know.
Really?
You need to sort your life out.
Yeah, I don't
Get
know.
Get it together, man.
I don't know, like Wednesday afternoon, I was like, oh, awesome, it's Friday. Kick back.
It's been a quick week.
Well,
first week back, I've got to say.
What opposite ends of the scale you guys are on.
It's not like I haven't been having fun. It's just like...
It's just flown. They say time flies when you're having fun, Maddie. Haven't you heard that one before?
Yes, I have heard that one before. Jade, I've got to say, we're going to talk about it a little bit later in the show, but yesterday you forced me to drink your stupid poo tea.
It's slimming tea. And don't we all feel lighter today? Crevo?
I don't have any issues with my regularity, thank you.
It's got nothing to do about being regular. It's about making you feel thinner.
I feel like you did it on purpose because last night I was in so much pain. It felt like you stabbed me in the guts. I'm like, oh.
I can't think of anything worse.
It just cleaned you out, but it makes me feel thinner because obviously you're on the toilet for a long time after you drink this tea. And I felt great when I was on the scales today. I feel like I can eat whatever I want.
How much weight did you lose?
Only a few, like, grams.
It's only water weight, Jade.
It's not worth
it at
all.
You're kidding yourself.
Yeah,
but I ate some burgers and different things this week, and I was just, like, I just felt real heavy and yuck, but now I feel just about me feeling better about myself.
I'm glad that you feel good. I'm really glad.
7 hours of cramps for a few grams of weight loss.
You know what?
Hard pass.
I was thinking, right, the amount of cramps I was getting, I thought, wow, this must be what it feels like to have your period if you're a girl.
Yeah.
Basically does. Like if you
Similar.
Very similar.
Wow. How awful.
I have a newfound respect.
For women.
For women in that time of the month. You know how you can do, like, the birth simulator for men? And they put, like, those little electrodes on you?
Yeah.
I feel like that tea is the simulator for that.
There you go. Have some poo tea. What do you call it? Slim tea.
Slim tea.
Ugh. Can't think of anything worse. Next, though, we will be finding out all things re-COVID-19. So we get Hamish in for all the latest info.
And let me say, Hamish's haircut is looking smick today. 10 out of 10 for you, mate. And very
holy
nice.
Dolly,
very
it looks
nice.
Good.
Thank you very much. I'm missing out. Your tease. I can't see you from where I'm sitting.
It's been a few months.
it really
needed to happen. Yeah, so.
You know what they say? You did have some curls yesterday, Hamish. Curls do get the girls.
Well, Hamish has already spoken for it. It's sorted.
I know, hypothetically.
That's why Sally gets him to cut it all off.
No, curls got the girl.
Yeah.
Kicking off the show for your Friday right now, see a chandelier at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
Hamish is here to tell us everything re-COVID-19.
Yes, I am.
Details, facts, figures, info, fun bits, whatever.
Wild speculation.
Crushing the myth.
Got it all. Got
Hamish,
it all.
Big day today.
Yes.
Lockdown's being eased.
Eased, yes.
Eased, calling it word here.
Calling it Freedom Friday, and I don't know if that's necessarily...
very American.
Why, not a word I'd use. Yeah, well, yeah.
I like it. It has a ring to it.
Freedom Friday.
Yeah, it's Freedom Friday. Pub, pub, pub.
Yeah, but not quite, though. That's the problem. So we were talking about this yesterday. So there is an easing of restrictions with pubs, clubs, restaurants and cafes to be reopening on a limited basis. So we ran through it yesterday, but let's do a quick recap. 10 people per venue and the bars themselves are closed. It's the restaurants that are attached, the bistros that are open to a limited degree in social distancing, etc. Also, too, churches can welcome 10 more people. Religious institutions, religious places of worship can have 10 people in their place at any given time, and also to outdoor equipment like gyms and playgrounds can be used as well too, but people being encouraged to wipe them down before and after they use them.
good.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I mean, this is very important. It's a very, very, very first, very important first step to getting, regaining our actual freedom. So yeah. Maybe that's the context. Unfortunately, though, thousands, hundreds of thousands of low-paid workers will have their wage rises delayed until at least the end of the year, possibly mid-2021 because of the coronavirus. Obviously, the economic strain has affected businesses, and they're just concerned that if they increase the minimum wage, that might actually force them to go under. So,
Does that mean, like, for us, like at tax time where you get that annual growth?
The CPI.
Yeah.
Yeah, slight increase, probably not.
No. No, this is regarding, so basically people who are earning, I think it's just over $700 a week, it's basically going to prevent them from getting a further wage rise because, unfortunately businesses are under stress at the moment. Mm. But so, yeah, I don't think anyone's particularly happy with it. Business groups wanted it to be held off until later on in 2021, and obviously unions wanted it to happen now, but at least till the end of the year. Also, too, this is interesting, a study out of the UK, a quarter of people who died of coronavirus had diabetes. Now, this is interesting when you consider that 6% of Britons have diabetes. So it goes to show that people who have diabetes are at particular risk of the virus. Also, two people with cardiopulmonary diseases and dementia as well. Now, it's interesting because that's all information that scientists need. It's all very important data for scientists to collate to come up with a possible vaccine. But it is interesting that people with diabetes particularly are at risk.
Mm. Well, when you look at the UK and the US, I mean, geez, two of the biggest, diabetic countries in the world.
Well, yes and no, but 6%. If you've got 6% of the population that has either type 1 or type 2 diabetes, but they're well overrepresented by the amount of people, amount of people who die of coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because most of the people who pass away of coronavirus, it's because of an underlying medical issue. So, yeah, it is important to know all this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Because then, like, you know, those people, if we know that they're more at risk, you can have them get preferential treatment at hospitals or whatever.
Well, this is like my dad. He'd be stuffed. He's type 2 diabetes and he just had a double heart bypass last year. Like that's like within 6 months. So,
well, I mean, he would be in the high risk category. Yeah. Absolutely, but a lot of people are. So, yeah.
I think we're going to find out a lot of these things in the next few months, and I think we're going to be so much more well equipped going into the future to combat this if it does return.
Mm. Absolutely. I reckon. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, well.
Scary.
Mix of interesting news there, for sure.
Thank you, Hamish. Coming up next, the Friday edition of What's in Jade's Box, on offer this morning, guys, we have a fantastic, delicious VIP Bell Box worth $75
from
Hunter Bell Dairy Co. Lots of cheese this morning. 13:10:09 if you want to play. Jade's going to give it a shake. Crevo's got a clue.
Here we go. It's nice. It's softer. It's the softest thing in there this week.
There we go. Our first clue is use this to rub one out.
Okay.
13:10:09.
Order yours now from just $45 for a limited time. HunterBellDairy.com. Playing next. 13:10:09.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM. What's in Jade's box?
Now, we have a very good prize here this morning, a VIP Bell Box worth $75 from Hunter Bell Dairy Co. It's full of all different cheeses. Order yours now from just $45 for a limited time. HunterBellDairy.com.
And something different's happening. Crevo, you're going to shake my box this morning.
Well, you ran out of here trying to make breakfast.
And it's amazing. My porridge is heated. So shake it, Crevo,
All right, I'll give it a go.
Ooh, and the clue was you use this one to rub it out, rub something out.
First call, let's go to Jordan. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Morning. How are you guys?
Oh, good. Oh, sorry. I called you mate. I didn't mean that.
A girl can be a mate, though.
Well, that is true. That is true. Hey, Jordan, what's on for the weekend?
Not too much, I don't think. Just going to go visit my friend's new house.
That's good, isn't it? Are you going to go and have a pub meal, like maybe a palmy and a beer?
Oh, that would be really good.
How good is it? I miss a pub palmy. Yeah. I really do.
Hey, Jordan, what's the etiquette of visiting someone's new house? Are you going to take a plant or a housewarming gift? Is that the norm?
Yeah, I think I will. Maybe like a candle and a bowl of wine.
Did they buy this house or just...
Yeah, they did.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. All right, well, maybe you can take around this free cheese if you guess what's inside Jade's box. What do you think it is?
An eraser.
Of course it is.
Very easy. God, we made it easy today. How good's that?
You know what? We're going to chuck you a bottle of wine too, Jordan, to take around, all right? So all yours.
Oh, thank you.
No worries.
Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. And, of course, that website, once again, hunterbelldairy.com. They're very cool cheese boxes.
Oh, the best cheeses from that place. Unreal.
And, guys, they're... Apparently, there's this new thing where you can tell your partner's instantly cheating because of a habit that they do.
A habit,
believe it or not. I didn't believe it when I first heard this.
Taking 3 hours to go and get a bottle of milk.
Well, there's a big tip-off.
God, she gets the oil changed a lot on the car.
It's like visiting the milkman now. That's a thing. But that's not it. We'll tell you more about it in a sec.
All right, go on to the news next with Hamish 627 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
And guys, there's this innocent phone habit that can be a sign your partner is cheating on you.
Oh, now what's going on?
Are
you going to reveal it now? Are you saving it for the break?
Well, either of you guys think there's a particular sign with their partner, your partner on their phone if they're being dodgy?
Well, when I had a partner, turning the phone around and putting it on the table. So, say we're at dinner, mm-hmm. looking at the phone, putting it face down on the table, I feel like is a very telling sign.
Really? Something's not right there. Maddie, I'll tell you if you're right after this.
Very good. Well, 13:10:09 this morning, we want to know, how'd you catch your partner cheating?
Mm.
Maybe you were the cheater as well. We'll give you a bottle of wine if you've got a great story this morning.
Yeah, we'd love to hear them. 13:10:09, give us a buzz, get in touch.
All right, doing it straight after this. Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life, live across Newcastle, currently 14 degrees at Nobby's. Good morning. Overcast showers about today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Tops of 14 degrees. It's currently 14 at the line.
Oh.
Not tops of 14. It'll be very cold. 13:10:09 this morning. We want to know, how'd you catch your partner cheating?
But you got me on the counter.
And Maddie, you were right, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. If your partner's putting their phone upside down, you need to heed this warning because an Australian psychotherapist has warned that partners...
What's a psychotherapist?
I have no idea. It says psychotherapist.
There you go.
I'm not sure what the difference is that they're into, but apparently they've warned that partners who place their phones face down on a table might be trying to hide something like cheating, and you're within your right to call them out.
All right, psychotherapy, just did a quick live Google. Yeah. Treatment of mental disorder by psychological rather than medical means.
I see. Now, you guys are in relationships, obviously.
Yeah.
Even in your current and past relationships, have you encountered this sort of thing before? Because
no.
I know you were cheated on once in a relationship, yeah?
No, not really. It was just that on to the next one by the next few
they
days.
They were doing the dodgy for sure.
At least chatting around.
As if they weren't putting the phone down, face down on the table.
It's possible.
There you are, Crevo, taking her out to dinner. What are you doing? What is
nothing,
your phone like that?
Nothing.
Be warned if you ever date anyone who mentions an ex, call Crevo. But apparently, this poll was done, and it says putting your phone face down a sign of cheating. Apparently, 36% have said yes. Believe it or not, 64% said no.
Oh, geez. So,
because Ben will sometimes put his phone upside down, but
do you worry about that?
No, I don't, because he hates. I actually did call him out once. I was just like, "How come you're putting your phone face down?" And he said he doesn't like to see when it goes off, like notifications and stuff, like. He doesn't want to be alerted to it.
I actually understand that, and I think that's fair.
Because you don't have to check your phone all the time. If someone's
especially
liking
if you're having
a photo
or something, and you don't want to see every message that pops up.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? That's there. So I get it.
All right. Well, 13-10-09, how did you catch a cheating partner? Or maybe it was you. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
Were you the cheater? Did you catch the cheater? What happened?
Absolutely not the cheater. Definitely not the cheater. No, I caught the cheater. About 5 years ago, had a partner. First smartphone I'd ever bought was a Samsung.
Yeah.
And she found that very hard to understand. She was a bit of an iPhone girl and sort of talked me into changing over to an iPhone. Ultimately, that was just so that she could go through my phone. She had trust issues herself. I believe that if someone's a cheater, they'll just portray that themselves. And she did that to go through my phone, but little did she realise I then learnt how to sort of raid her phone and found out she was cheating on me that way. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Anonymous, tell us, what kind of things did you find in her phone?
Oh, it was actually so funny. Every single day she would change the name to this one person, you know, she'd change it to the initials or it would be like a shortened name or whatever.
Jeez.
And I was suspecting it anyway. It was sort of already in the woodworks, I guess. But yeah, look, you know, this lady was 100 years older than us both, so if someone wants to date Betty White, they can go for their life.
Great call. But after you broke up, have you had trust issues in relationships since, or...?
Look, I married late last year. And
Ooh,
no,
congratulations.
Really. No, thank you so much. Yeah, we're both very happy and no trust issues whatsoever. I would be a liar to say I didn't have a gut instinct that she was like that anyway, so...
Got to follow your gut, don't you?
That's exactly right.
Oh, do you know...
I'm so glad you found love now.
That's so good.
Yeah, and greener pastures, mate, greener pastures.
And call of the day so far.
Yeah, that was 10 brilliant.
Out of 10.
I'd be lying to say I haven't said that 100 times.
That's all right. At least you're well practiced. We're going to give you a bottle of wine for your troubles. Very good. Thank you. Wow. That's a burn right there.
Just to show, though, your gut instinct's always right.
If you want to date Betty White, you can. That was my favourite.
Hey, going to do What's the Goss next. The Bachelor was filming, and of course, production halted due to the coronavirus.
Mm.
Now, The Bachelor apparently has found love. He's rumoured to have found love. I'm going to tell you more next at the Novos at 6:43. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Cameron, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I got to testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
So, guys, our production on The Bachelor was suspended in March due to the coronavirus. They got a third of the way through filming. Very awkward show for that to happen, right?
Yeah.
So, did they just can it then? Like, are they going back
to
it?
It's suspended at this point, so they're not too sure whether our production will continue after the whole thing or whether or not they'll just can the whole season. Yeah. Obviously, you know, it
wasn't. No cuddling on the couch, is there?
No dates. So the whole premise of the show goes out the window because of the coronavirus, essentially.
And you know what? They wouldn't have a coronavirus pandemic clause in the contract. So you could probably turn around and say, see ya.
Well, what are we going to do in the second half of this year? We're going to have no Bachelor to talk about.
FM radio staff.
I'm okay to have a bit of a break from it. It's let me down the last couple seasons after Sophie Monk.
Really? Well, The Bachelor, his name is Lockie Gilbert.
Yeah, I know him.
He's a brooding, dark-haired man with a beard. I mean, very attractive man. Jay, what are your thoughts on The Bachelor? Have you seen a picture of him?
I'm looking at him now, actually. He's all right.
Anyway.
You know me and beards. I'm not fully against them. Some men can rock them and pull them off, but I'm just not into making out with one.
He's off Survivor. That's where I know him from.
Yeah. So basically, there's going to be a big issue for him because he's been pictured with a maths contestant on the weekend. So they're now saying that he's hooking up with her. And, you know, he's ditched, obviously, the girls that were on the show. Her name is Alex, and she told this to Kyle and Jackie O this week. You know, they met on the weekend, and they kind of bailed her up and said, hey, what's the go here?
And if he sent you a DM today and said, listen,
could you and I hook up for some hanky-panky on the sly? I won't tell anyone. What would you say back?
No.
Really?
Actually, no. I'm interested in someone at the moment. So
oh, are you? Oh, you've got your eye on someone else.
I definitely do, but honestly, I think Lockie's a beautiful person, but...
but no, yeah. nothing there at all.
No, nothing there. Like, obviously, I met him on the weekend and he's a lovely boy, but yeah. I think for me, he's definitely got his eye on someone in The Bachelor, which is great.
Now, there's a BS media answer. Yeah. He's a beautiful person, but I met him
on
the
weekend. A lovely boy.
Yeah, boy, I know.
A lovely boy. He's a lovely boy, but he's got his eye on someone in The Bachelor.
What is it?
Yeah, right.
With these reality show contestants that just hook up with each other.
Maths and
Survivor
well,
and
you know
our
what?
Bachelor.
They're running in the same circles. It's like
what circles are those liking each other on Instagram?
Yeah, and then they connect. Oh, how was it on maths? How was it on this? Oh, yeah, and then it's just easy in.
I mean, I wonder if they all have a giant like group chat that they all join, like a group
a big
on
old
Facebook.
WhatsApp or something.
Yeah, yeah. So odd though. I don't think he's that hot.
He's
not my.
He's got a massive rig.
Yeah, he's a hot body.
He's very built.
Like super fit.
He was one of those. So on Survivor, he's one of those guys who does really well in the challenges. They keep him around a while and then boot him towards the end so that they're not a threat in the final.
Oh,
they like use them for their muscle. It happens every time. They use them for their muscle.
I love
and then right towards the end, they get rid of him. Too much of a threat.
Do you know what? I wonder what the contract's like. Like, Win and 10 must be killing it because they're just reusing the same contestants from other shows. Think about it, Angie Kent.
Yeah, yeah. What's she doing now?
They had her
on Gogglebox. That's right.
Then Dancing with the Stars.
Celebrity, get me out of here.
I'm a celeb.
What do you think she'll do next? She's run out. She could be on Maths, I guess.
They probably bring her back for the Gogglebox Originals.
Oh, yeah. Gogglebox All-Stars.
And speaking of reality shows, last night, of course, Katy Perry was on MasterChef. She was guest judging, and wasn't she a treat to watch?
Gosh, she was real kooky.
Yeah.
Like, she was. So weird at some point.
So many people are praising her for her appearance last night. Now, one contestant on the show, Reese, who is from Newcastle, obviously a massive Katy Perry fan. I'm going to play you the moment Katy Perry walked up to his counter.
Okay, Reese, tell us, what are you cooking?
How are you?
Shit.
Oh, Reese, I'm Katy.
He's fangirling to the max. I love it. It's so cute.
Meltdown.
Every time, like, he just kept going back to the pantry just because she was hanging around the pantry.
She wanted a tour of the pantry. She was obsessing.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't even need any more ingredients. He just wanted to, like, have a bit more time near her. Like, it was very funny.
We're going to get all the goss from Reese. We're going to chat to him later today about his Katy Perry experience, guys. So that's what's the goss today. Up next, though, Crevo, Wendy Williams, I love this woman. She's a talk show host over in the States. Tell us more.
Yeah, so she's a bit quirky and out there, but she has a super, I don't know how to describe her personality, but it's just like kind of intense but funny.
So what's she host?
It's like a talk show, like an Ellen or
it's
something.
It's like the anti-Ellen show.
Yeah, it's like...
Really?
Sort of like, yeah, Ellen but opposite in a way.
Right.
So what I've noticed, though, I've just watched a few bits online, is that she absolutely loves eating on the show. So she's always hooking into some food while there's other stuff going on. And some of her eating habits on the show, hilarious. So we're going to get into Wendy Williams' eating chat after the news. You don't want to miss it.
6:57, good morning, you couple.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
Now, just before the break, Jade, we were talking about Wendy Williams. So she's this talk show host, very outspoken over in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the habits I have uncovered of hers is eating on the show. Now, the way she does it, it's kind of weird and outrageous, and it's awesome.
What I want to know is, why are you watching Wendy Williams? I just did a quick Google of her. You will know who she is when you see her face.
Yeah.
I recognised her that way.
Yeah.
But, well, what do, like,
I don't know,
when
just,
are you secretly watching when you...
I'm not sitting there watching the whole show, to be fair, but I do... Just she's a very funny person, I reckon.
Okay. So for comedic value.
Yeah, there's some great bits. I'm just watching bits on YouTube. So, Wendy Williams eating chat in just minutes. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Doritos down live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Right now, we are talking Wendy Williams messy eating. Now,
yeah, so she's a bit of a loose unit when she does her talk show. She just loves to eat on screen. Like, it's not a common thing. So a lot of people, when they do, like, a talk show, they have a celebrity chef on. They usually just have, like, one dainty forkful and move on. But she'll just start chowing in. Like, it's awesome. I absolutely love it.
Wendy's amazing. Like, what I love about Wendy, she's everything that Ellen is not.
Yeah.
She's a bit bitchy. She's controversial.
Yeah.
She's, you know, she says it how it is. Love her.
I'm going to have to watch because I've never seen...
I think you would, Jade. I think you'd really get into it.
Yeah, cool.
So one of the things she also does is eat unusual foods.
Yeah.
So as an example, she one time said, as like a just an off-the-cuff comment, that if certain thing happened, she would eat a crow. Like, just like, if that happens, I'll eat a crow. She then followed through with it. Have a listen to this.
Last season on the show, I made a bet that Kim and Kanye's marriage wouldn't last longer than 72 days. And I told you, if it did, I'd eat crow. That's an expression we use. That's not really something we're supposed to do. But I lost the bet, so here to cook up some crow is gourmet chef Kevin Burrows. Kevin, welcome to the show.
So then, yeah, wow. It goes on and she ends up eating some crow. And she's like tucks into it. She's fully fine with it.
She loved it.
Yeah, she was all right. It was pretty, she said it was okay. Very rich in iron. Here actually we can hear her reaction to eating it.
I can taste the iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they say a crow has more iron than anything. And it tastes kind of like chicken liver.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. You know, it's not so bad.
I love that she did it.
She got this guy in, this poor guy, like he's obviously some like low-level TV chef or like from a good restaurant or something. And he obviously was way out of his element cooking a crow.
Wow.
So the next thing I've noticed about Wendy Williams eating is she actually salivates a lot, so much so that she has to, like, stop the salivation from happening, and she does it by patting her tongue down with a coffee filter to absorb all the extra saliva. Now, I could only find a couple of examples of this happening, but it happens all the time. Have a listen to this.
Go. Just a little tang.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you like that, don't you?
Yes, very much so.
I'm drooling a little bit.
I've got my coffee filters to dry my juicy tongue. Does your mouth water when you make the food?
My mouth waters every time I get into the kitchen, guys. Are you, what is that?
My mouth is watering. You're doing coffee filters. Look.
How interesting. That's a good tip to know, though.
Great tip.
Who's ever had a problem where they're drooling so much from, like, smelling good food, they have to dab it down with a coffee filter?
No, it's not that. It's from the professional angle of, like, you know when we eat food on the show and then it's a common thing that when you eat or drink, you do start producing more saliva. So if she's taste testing things on shows, like, she has to, like, you do produce more saliva and it makes it harder for you to talk.
Yeah,
so,
but not to the point we have to dab it down with a mini towel.
Well, she just seems like a food monster.
All right, so the other thing that she loves to do, and we'll wrap this up here, I promise, but that she gets these chefs on, right, and they'll cook something up for her or whatever because she's known to love food. She loves... So during the cooking process, she just jumps in and starts eating their food and they're not even finished. I found a few examples of her doing this and the chefs, like, really flip out. They don't know how to deal with it. Have a listen to this.
Don't rush the process.
Come on, pick up your thing, Wendy. Are you eating already?
Right in the
my presentation. There's nothing better than a chef to have you just eating it right in the middle. It's good.
So she eats like half-cooked food. So they're not even done with it. So it might even be a cake and she's like spooning out the batter while they're trying to bake it. Or like even meat that wasn't even cooked, she's like having a bite of it.
If you've never seen Wendy Williams, you're wondering who she is. Literally, today, Google her or YouTube her. Amazing.
I'm definitely going to watch one of her shows on YouTube.
I'm
that's
still
for sure.
Reeling from the fact that she ate a crow. What the hell?
She's a loose unit.
Well, guys, from food to more food, MasterChef, you guys are all in and dedicated this season because it's the All-Stars. Katy Perry.
Back to win, thank
the
you.
The megastar herself. She was on the show last night. And one of our very own locals, Reese, who is on the show, he had a meltdown because he loved her so much. And we're going to chat to him after this and find out what Katy's really like.
All right, doing it next, 7:14 at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Marshmallow Bastille Happier. This is 105.3 New FM. And, of course, last night, massive. Night on MasterChef. Katy Perry was a guest judge, and joining us now is Reese.
Oh, well, you just basically summed it up, Maddie. Reese on the show now from last night's episode of MasterChef with
Sorry,
Katy Perry.
Jade. Sorry, doll.
It was huge, and he joins us now. How you doing?
Hey guys, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. So you wowed Katy Perry last night with your hot rum baba in a blood orange sherbet.
She didn't say that right, did
How's
she?
How's it pronounced? Baba?
Yeah, that's it. It's a rum baba.
Wow, because I remember watching the cartoon as a kid and I was thinking, oh no, they're eating elephant? Surely not.
I know the mystery boxes get weirder and weirder, but this is on a new level.
That's it.
Reese, I've got to ask you, man. Obviously, you're a huge Katy Perry fan. What's your favourite song?
Well, like, I was actually asked that last night, and I couldn't really remember exactly which one I like, but I think Dark Horse is up there. But
oh, I like just, that one too, actually.
Yeah, I think just all her songs are, like, iconic. Like, that's the thing about, I think, the excitement of her. Like, she's just got so many good songs that are, like, just great pop songs.
I love her so much. And do you know what? I've got a question for you. What did she smell like? You know, it's so funny because Harry Styles has a there's apparently a candle that smells like Harry Styles. And I was just wondering, like, does she have a scent?
I remember us talking on the day because we were all freaking out after, like, the cook. And I think I was up the back talking to Poem, like, oh, my God, she even smells so nice. Like, she obviously was wearing some nice perfume, but, like, us just fangirling up the back, I remember us saying how nice she smelled. So, yeah.
Pop star money.
Yeah, like definitely. Hey, I've just got a question more general MasterChef related. I want to know, because every time, like, anything is tasted, new cutlery's coming out, who's doing all the washing up of MasterChef?
There's, like, some champion out the back, and, yeah, his job's to, I suppose, like, clean everything as it goes. So the judges obviously, yeah, don't reuse cutlery or anything like that. So kind of set people, jump on quickly, clean it up, and then we move on.
Is that for, like, all the cooking gear as well, or do you guys cook all your, clean all your pots and pans and stuff?
Oh, yeah, we don't clean our pots and pans. Like, if we're doing stuff during our time, like, we do it ourselves. Like, if we have to clean something on our time frame, we'll do it. But once the time's, like, up, we're off the clock.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's pretty good then.
So, Reese, gotta ask you this. You got a huge compliment from Katy Perry last night. She absolutely loved your dish. I want to know, did you secretly keep the napkins she turned into a pair of breasts for you because you are the tits in the kitchen?
Yeah, I wish I had those napkins. What a, like, memorial thing. Like, she's just, like, crazy. I was standing there, and I actually thought she was making a doggy bag. And I was like, oh, that's really cute. She's going to take one of my cakes home. But then next minute, I'm apparently the tits. Like, I think it's absolutely hilarious. Like, my Instagram has just been going crazy overnight. I've woken up to that many people just like tagging me on their story saying I'm the tip.
Yeah, that could be awesome. Your new slogan, dude. Like after MasterChef, get some tote bags and just get, you know, Reese is the tits in the kitchen. Like you've got a whole, you know, like marketing campaign here for you.
Katy Perry said I'm the tits.
Yeah.
Well, like, I was told to make t-shirts, so I suppose that's the next step.
Oh, go for it, man.
You should definitely do that.
Get that merch game on, Reese. Get that merch game on.
You got to make money, man.
Well, MasterChef continues. Mate, just quickly as well, I didn't realise that you're from Mayfield. Are you...
Mayfield represent.
Are you, like, at home at the moment?
No, I'm still down in Melbourne, but I'm a Newey boy, born and bred and always stay.
Oh, good stuff. Well, man, we can't wait to have you back. And fingers crossed you make it to the end, man. We're enjoying the show this year. It's so good. Reese from MasterChef. It continues next week here on Win, guys. Very exciting.
That's right. Next, though, after the news, a round of Love It or Loathe It.
All right, doing it next. New FM 729.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos.
Happy Mobile Cafe. They're awesome. They give us the free coffee every morning and it makes our day.
Yeah, they are the boys.
The boys.
You want coming around.
I love the stickers they put in our cup. I mean, I got an exploding volcano today and a dinosaur. Hamish got a beautiful mermaid on
I got a mermaid as well.
Oh, I got a little butterfly going to sniff a flower.
Yesterday I got a toucan. It was awesome.
Why do I get the prehistoric ugly creature? Oh. You guys have mermaids and butterflies. I have dinosaurs.
Nothing wrong with dinosaurs.
Yeah. They're that's amazing. He probably thought, you know what? Maddie's the real manly man.
Mm.
He gets the dinosaur.
That's right.
Whereas that one before.
Crevo and Hamish, you know, they can have a mermaid. More feminine.
They're comfortable with it. Anyway, coming up next, around a Love It or Loathe It, we're getting mine and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics next in New FM after Sister Hazel. I love this song, all for you at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it.
Loathe it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. The first one. Having a wine fridge.
3, 2, 1, go!
I love it, but not for wine, just for all general cold beverages.
Yeah, that's just a fridge, though. Mm. I'm talking about those ones where the bottles go in, like, horizontally, like, looks really cool.
You can would put you like the, in there, though.
Love it.
You'd like the idea of
absolutely.
That,
mate? Absolutely. Aldi are releasing one, actually.
Are
yeah,
they?
That's why I bring
special
this up.
Buys.
How much?
Strike again.
$200-something.
That's a bargain.
It is for a wine fridge. They're normally, like, $500-600.
See,
for
the thing is, why people use wine fridges is, There's a perfect temperature to store wine in.
Correct.
And a normal refrigerator doesn't always do the job, so you need one. If you like wine, you need a wine fridge.
Mm.
And I love wine.
So will you have enough to fill a fridge, though? That's the other thing.
Well,
or should just be one bottle.
I'm just a fan of just little fridges having the extra one in, like built in to the kitchen, a bar fridge just in general.
Really? So you'd want a second fridge?
Yeah, just purely for alcohol and for drinks. Because I think it looks real classy. And I hate going
classy.
Into my regular fridge and Ben's put his beer in, but he leaves it in the cardboard. And as he's pulling them out, the cardboard's flapping away. And it annoys me.
Would you ever have a bar fridge like near the lounge so Benny could just reach down and get his beers out?
I feel
like that's the most Queensland thing ever.
It's Queenslander, but there's tacky, and I think that crosses the line of tacky.
But if it's in
a men's shed, like your man's shed, then that's different.
Is he allowed anything in that home? Get out to the men's shed. Get out the back.
No, Ben would be like, that crosses a line.
What about, I feel like, you know, Harvey Norman might sell this, like a really big recliner that has a fridge in it. Do you?
Yes, because then it's hidden, and that's a classy, cool feature. It's like when you buy a new car and you're looking for the secret compartments for, like, sunglasses or drink holders or, you know, little things like that. It's like on a couch. You're like, oh, where's the lift? You know, it's something extra to look for on someone's couch.
Our boss, Steve, has, a Lexus four-wheel drive. And he's got a refrigerator.
I know
in
the one.
Middle part.
Yeah,
the
old school. Yeah. Those old school Lexuses. They have always. They always had the little tiny fridge. Terrible at keeping anything cold, but like
great idea.
Got a fridge.
It's got a my car's got a fridge.
I think
no big deal.
Anything if you want a bit like if you're an entrepreneur and you're coming up with a new product, if you can build a fridge into it, it's a winner.
There's some business advice from Jay.
Mm-hmm.
One more little tidbit. I'm going to do another love it or load. Having your food cut up for you.
3, 2, 1, go!
Your partner lovingly cutting a bit of
love
steak.
Love it.
You like that?
You know what? I'm actually okay because it's a nice treat. Your parents used to do it for you when you were little when you couldn't manage a knife and fork. And it was, it's enjoyable. It's a
loathe
treat.
Loathe it. See, everything in my life is already a farce. So, you know, the one thing that I have control over is the cutting of my own food. So, I retain some sort of adult life by doing so.
Yeah. Why not?
The reason I bring it up is last night on MasterChef, Katy Perry had the other, Jock, cut her food for her. She didn't even want to cut her own food.
I'm okay with that.
She's like, I'm a big star. Can you please cut it for me? She literally said that. And she'd be like, get a bit more of the ice cream on that bit of cake, please.
What a diva. I love it.
I think it's cool.
Oh, so good. Guys, coming up after this, we are giving away some flowers. Say thanks with flowers. This is where we get a beautiful bunch, thanks to the Posy Post. Send them out to somebody that you love in your life on newfm.com.au to nominate a loved one for that. We're going to do it straight after this new FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Yes, that's right. Every week, all thanks to the Posy Post, we have a beautiful bunch of flowers that we send out to your home, to a loved one, a friend, somebody that you just want to, you know, send some positive vibes to. This morning, we are joined by Helen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we are doing well, Helen. Friday, you're sounding nice and chirpy. What's on for the weekend?
Probably nothing much. It sounds boring, but maybe I'll get some visitors if I'm lucky, so I can't wait.
Like the sort of person that whatever happens, you're in a good mood.
Oh, definitely. I'm always in a good mood.
You know what, Helen? I don't know why this came to mind, but I feel like you'd make a really nice meal.
Me? Make a meal?
Are you a good cook?
I'm not really a good cook. I prefer others make it for me.
Eating is good.
I agree.
You're good at it. I get whatever I get.
Well, Helen, you were just telling me about these delicious milkshakes that you just ordered online.
Yeah, I found a food website called Markdown. There's my dog going off.
That's Millie. Hey, Millie.
This is my favourite chat ever.
From Markdown.
Yeah, that's my dog. Yeah, Millie. She's a good guard dog for me, so I love her in that way. But anyone who tries to pet her, it's embarrassing. They just get scared of her.
Yeah, she gets a bit cross, doesn't she?
What kind of dog is Millie, Helen?
She's a German Terrier, I think.
A what?
Yeah, German Terrier.
Is that when a German Shepherd make love?
Yeah, something like that, but she's a miniature.
The poor fox terrier.
I know. Well, it depends if the fox terrier was on top or not.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Let's get serious, Helen. Beautiful friend that you have. Her name is Michelle, and you've decided to send her a beautiful bunch of flowers. Tell us why she's so special to you.
Michelle Fairford is a mother of three. She's got two parrots, ducks, and Bobby the puppy. She's a special person in my life because she's my best friend, but more than just a friend, she's my family. She helped me taking me and my daughter in her home when we were both destitute from domestic violence, when no one would. She rings me up every day to see if I'm okay and visits me. She's kind, she's caring, she's loyal, full of wisdom, always there at hand. always helping me and others who need help in any way. She supported us in good times and bad. She's beautiful inside and out. A family woman who loves her husband and her kids.
She's a role model
for me and my daughter, and has an inner glow, and she's always positive and is a woman of substance.
Helen, that's actually so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that. She's an amazing woman, and that's why I love her.
Is everything okay now with you, Helen? Are you guys all good?
I'm settled now. I'm in a safe place. It's all because of her. Without her, I don't know where I'd been, you know? She's done it for me. She's like a guardian angel.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful to have that in your life?
Yeah, you're lucky, because not many people can say they have a friend like Michelle. Like, she sounds like a very special woman.
Sure. I'm very lucky she came into my life when she did.
That's so beautiful. And your daughter's okay as well?
Oh, definitely. She's okay. She's doing uni at the moment.
Oh, that's so good.
She wants to become a teacher.
You must be very proud of her.
Oh, definitely. I am proud of her, what she's achieved.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thanks for hanging out with us and sharing your story, because it's really nice to hear, you know, people that are doing good out there in the world.
Thanks for listening. Thank you.
No, that's okay, Helen.
Just hold the line for us, Helen. Have a great weekend. I hope everything's going well for you in life. So happy to send those flowers out. All thanks to the Posy Post, Jade.
Yeah.
Wow, that was heartwarming.
I know. It was a real...
Fun and heartwarming wrapped up in the same time.
Same
little gift.
There was ducks in there at some point. It was awesome.
Coming up next on 131009, we're talking your crash and dash stories, Jade. This is something that you've encountered in your life, right? So you might be parked in the car park at the shopping centre, someone smashes into you and drives off.
Yeah, actually, this actually happened to me. So I was sitting at traffic lights and had a car come up behind and crash into me.
Yeah.
They drove off, actually followed them in my vehicle and pulled them over. I was flashing my lights. And I was screaming at Ben, get the number plate! Get the number plate number! And I was there, and my car was already rickety, and I was honestly turning the high beams on and off, honking my horn. And we'd just gone out to get Indian food. The whole car smelled like Indian for a good 2 weeks. Couldn't get rid of it because the food went everywhere.
That's a positive.
Yeah, but it was a horrible experience. And I'll tell you what happened afterwards. But we're taking your crash and dash stories after this on 131009.
It's 8:02, news time with Hamish next and UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
UFM.
The official
The Novos.
All right, so Jade, we are talking crash and dash stories in just a minute. And 131009, if you've had this happen to you, we'd love to hear your stories. But Jade, just hearing before, you pulling over a car.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
I know.
You were flashing them, then what happened?
Well, okay, so this car came up and hit me from behind. I've chased it down. And I couldn't believe they actually pulled over, because they were flying. And I was after them. I'm like, Ben, got the phone number, screaming.
What? I can see you with one of those, you know how the undercover police have those sirens that they keep in their car?
In their car.
On the roof when they reveal themselves. You?
It was unbelievable. Imagine my headlights doing that, though.
Flashing
nonstop. They pulled over. I'm straight onto my mobile phone calling the police because I felt bad, because another car, like, they hit me, but I hit the car in front of me as well. It was a big smash. So
you were just as much.
You took off then.
Yeah, as well. But I was calling the police because I needed to track down the guy that hit me from behind, because he was the culprit. So pulled them over. I'm on the phone to the police saying, look, please apologise to that other car, like, thinking that I've driven off, but I had to get this car's number plate number. Turns out Ben goes over and starts trying to, like, talk to them. two of them run away on foot. The other one's taking the number plates off the car. Turns out, I'm not kidding, this happened. Turns out the car was stolen, and then this guy runs off with the number plates, and then the police eventually come. We explain what happened.
This story just gets better and
in the end, the police end up telling us that obviously it was stolen, and then I had to, you know, obviously the car that I'd hit, even though it was the other one's at fault, it had to go through, like, the third-party insurance and whatnot.
God. All right. Well, 13-10-09, we're asking you, when did you have a crash and dash story? Like, anything. Maybe you were the one that did it. You can remain anonymous here. Maybe you were the victim. We're taking your calls after Maroon 5. This is Memories Live Across Newcastle. It's 11 past 8. Good morning. Maroon 5 Memories live across Newcastle for your Freedom Friday here at 105.3 New FM. 14 past 8, tops of 20 degrees on the coast today. And 13-10-09, we want your crash and dash stories this morning.
This is all because Jade pulled over a car one time after...
Police Lady Jade,
after being hit, and they tried to do a runner. Turns out it was a stolen car. Unbelievable. 13-10-09, crash and dash stories. Right. This is what we're after.
You're with the Novos.
Hello.
Hey, so you've been a victim of a crash and dash story?
Yeah, it's not a car, it's motorbikes.
Oh, what happened?
Ridden motorbikes all my life, and this is back in 2007, so I've been riding bikes about 35 years. Gone to meet a couple of mates, back in the UK, and we're riding into town. I've got a brand new, 7 weeks old, brand new Honda Fireblade. Probably won't know what it is.
No, that riding sounds in, cool, though.
Yeah, it does.
It's a pretty nice bike. Anyway, riding into town, I'm leading, because the two guys behind me don't know where we're going. And it's a beautiful summer day, strangely enough for the UK, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And as we're coming along with the line of traffic, travelling about 40 miles an hour in the line of traffic, I'm in front. There's two cars in front of me. There is nothing coming the other way. Mm-hmm. And I can see probably down the road, maybe a mile down the road, nothing coming. Indicate right to pull out, past the two cars. And I say, we're travelling about 40 miles an hour. The road is wide.
Seems safe. Line.
I look right, indicate, check my right shoulder, pull out, and as I pull out, the car in front of me pulls out in front to overtake the car in front of him, hits me in the side. My motorbike goes into the field, splits my motorbike in half.
Oh, jeez!
Catches fire. I'm in full leathers. I've always ridden in full leathers. I'm in full leathers, apparently, and a guy coming the other way just happened to see it. A truck driver was about maybe half a mile down the road, saw it all happen. He's coming the other way. I apparently go up in the air, slide down the road. My glove on my left hand gets ripped off.
Mm.
So my left hand gets shredded on the tarmac. I go down the road. Bike catches fire in the field. The guy that hit me, he slams his brakes on because he's just pulled out to overtake. My friend who's behind me, he's going to overtake as well. Again, it's perfectly fine. There was nothing wrong. He's hit the back of the car that's just hit me. this is a long time ago, and it's bringing back
photographic memory.
Wow.
Really?
Jeez.
So the guy that was my mate,
who hits the car from behind?
He hit the car that's just hit me from behind. He's got over the top, smashed all his shoulder in. The car that that hit me, he then drove off.
No, he didn't.
Down the road. But the truck driver, and like I said, it's 2007. I remember his name. He came to visit me in hospital. His name's Michael Hill. He saw the lad in the car drive off down the road, and he pulled across completely because he's got this huge truck. So he pulled across the road completely and stopped him and blocked the road.
That's what a hero. Driver.
What a legend.
Does Michael Hill own a chain of jewelry stores?
I think
it's probably a different Michael Hill. He might have a jewelry store now, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I broke both my legs, both my arms.
Wow.
Completely, utterly smashed to pieces.
How long was the recovery?
They airlifted me to hospital. I was in hospital for about... I was in hospital about 5 days. They filled me, my legs, arms with metalwork. I spent 5 months in rehab, learning to walk again, using my hand again. Said to the hand surgeon, just make sure I can pull a clutch in.
Yeah, you poor thing. So I didn't catch your name earlier.
Susie,
wow, what an extraordinary story. And, you know, thank God you're all alive, right. Yeah. You're all right.
Susie, and I'm guessing you have to tell this story at the airport every time you go through a metal detector. This is, jeez.
I look like Metal Missy, apparently.
Wow. Hold the line there, Susie, and we're going to give you a bottle of wine, so...
Yeah, that's an unbelievable
story.
Just so cool.
New FM, hello. No, they're gone. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, that's it. No one's stopping that
story.
Yeah,
the person's given up.
For free. Wow.
Moral of the story, be safe on the roads.
It's 8:19. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Pearl Jam on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:26. Big news in the radio world this week, guys. Broadcaster Alan Jones has announced that he's retiring after 35 years on the air. And you know what? Love him or hate him, you can't deny the success the man has had over the years.
Well, to survive in this industry, which is just really tough for that long, is actually amazing.
And I mean,
it's unbelievable
for someone who has such an influential voice as well. I mean, he really has built that reputation over the years. I mean, he's reduced prime ministers to tears practically. So, you know, it's a big loss to the radio industry, I think. One of the biggest all time rivalries, though, is between Alan Jones and John Laws.
Yeah.
So these two, obviously, the two most influential broadcasters in the country, right? So, John Laws had some really nice things to say about Alan this week. I thought I'd play some because they've exchanged some barbs over the years.
Oh, serious barbs.
Like, they've really exchanged some barbs. Here's what John Laws told Sky News about Alan Jones this week.
We used to snipe at each other a bit, but in a laughing way. But he wasn't a rival. I mean, we never did the same time. He was always... he did different times. But he wasn't a rival. I get a bit annoyed by this, and it's people like you, with great respect, and other sections of the media that have wanted to create this rivalry that never existed. He and I get on extremely well, and still do, I must say.
I find it so fascinating that John's trying to, like, wind back the feud now.
Yeah,
it's like, as soon as he's off the air.
Yeah.
He was a nice bloke.
Pack the dynamite back away in the box. There's no need to use it anymore.
Radio wars get so vicious, don't they?
Especially, yeah, well, they're up in the same ratings market, so they're really up against each other.
Well, one of my favourite things about Alan Jones is, I'm not a listener of his, my grandparents are,
yeah.
But I love that he just owns his diva-like behaviour.
Oh, absolutely.
What's he do that's diva-ish? Because I don't really know this bloke. I've never been a fan.
Alan Jones, right, Jay?
Yeah.
He's legendary for some of the greatest radio strops of all time.
Mm, he gets moody.
Very moody, very snappy. You know, sometimes like you, no jokes. I've got some audio of one of my all-time favourite Alan Jones behind-the-scenes strops.
Sensing my life should be turned into a nightmare for the sake of other incompetence. I from here on in, you can tell them I'm refusing to do something that I've got my face up against the wall and they want it done immediately. And I need to know exactly what's on. It's absolutely ridiculous. I've got to catch a plane at 10 o'clock to raise money for charity. And I've got these people here sticking stuff up my bloody nose and my ass. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, jeez.
So he was never shy of... Like, if he was having a meltdown behind the scenes, just saying it on air.
So he wore his heart on his sleeve.
He did.
100%.
And like I said, I love that he owns this behaviour, and I think it's great.
He's like, I'm moody, and I know it. It was his vibe. I'm no fan of the man in what he talks about, but some of the... You can't deny the success that
Alan
he's had.
Jones has been a voice for many people amongst the community, whether we agree or not.
Yeah.
He's helped a lot of of people. He's been very charitable with, you know, his voice with certain causes. So it is sad to see him go, but I just, I mean, any excuse to play that.
Play a total meltdown. Basically a man who nobody has ever said no to for about the last 20 years. That's why he gets like
he's
that.
Been living the life.
No, he's not in the vocab.
Yeah. only the people have already been fired.
Jade, coming up next, though, we're talking your poo tea situation.
We are. You call it poo tea. I call it slim tea. This is something that I actually coaxed you into drinking with me yesterday, Maddie. And we're going to delve into what happened to us yesterday afternoon after this.
Yeah, not great. 8:30 news time with Hamish next on UFM. Good morning.
The Novos.
Heading for a top of 16 degrees around the lake today. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM, Jay.
So quick update of yesterday's antics. Maddie and I drank half a cup, actually, of slim tea, and weren't the effects just full on. Approximately 5 to 6 hours later, it's gone through the system, and it really lived up to its name, slim tea.
How ridiculous. Why would you do that?
It affected me an hour into post-tea time.
He reckons an hour.
You had an appointment too.
Yeah, yeah. So literally, I've been dealing with this up until this morning.
That's like maybe 20 hours.
Yeah, a good 20 hours of pain.
Pain, cramps.
And I don't feel any different.
Oh, please. Except you feel lighter.
Worse, probably, because you've been on the toilet all night.
You look thinner. You look good. But anyway, I was right on schedule, Maddie. This is what happened yesterday. Uh-oh. The time has come. Get the matches. Not good. Starting to feel slight cramps. I've just come into the toilet and I'm just sitting here for the moment.
Oh, God.
Can feel little puffs of wind. About to explode, I can feel. So, we're right on schedule. I wonder how dear little Maddie's going.
You know.
Turns out.
You know. There's a line, and I think you just crossed it.
You were on the toilet at the same time.
I'm playing the next one.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah. No. Well, at that moment, we did talk around. That was about 3 p.m., and I then thought, okay, that's it. I felt good. I felt fine, but I wanted to go out and buy some eyelash tint. So here's me getting on my bike, and then this happened.
You're not going to believe this. So I locked myself out of the house, and I think round two's coming. So I'm stuffed. Trying not to shit my pants whilst riding a bike because I locked myself out of my home, and I'm waiting for Ben to come and rescue me. Shit is getting real, people.
Yep.
Jeez.
Yep. So we went there, but...
You were locked out of the house...
Yeah.
Very awkward.
Mm-hmm. And then luckily, Ben could leave work, so he came and rescued me, and, yeah, we got saved.
I can't believe it. Never again.
But it was horrible. I was riding around Hamilton, honestly, and I was trying to work out where all the public toilets were, and I was holding on, and then thank goodness Ben could come home early because there was no way. I don't know what I was going to do.
Yeah, well, everything's shut. All the public toilets are closed at the moment.
So. Exactly. Like, I thought, the BP.
No.
And then I was thinking, they're not going to let me use their toilet. So it was either, you know, try and find somewhere discreet or just...
And then it's, Maddie, I'm stuck. I need to come over to your house and use your toilet. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I have no toilet paper. And do you know what's even worse? I've been putting off going to the shop for a few days because I've been lazy. So I've run out of toilet paper. I had to resort to using the paper towel from the kitchen.
Oh.
And that's
not good.
That's like a bit of sandpaper anyway, down there, isn't
let's
it?
Let's stop talking about feces at this time.
But
please.
Anyway, no slim tea. Doesn't mention that. But anyway, if it works, that's all I'm going to say. If you do go out today and decide, I'm going to buy some,
Well, if you're still be with warned. Us, we've got some serious news up next with Hamish at the latest. Everything COVID-19. Apologies for that segment because nobody wants to talk about this ever again, especially me.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
And Hamish is here to tell us everything re-COVID-19, staying updated is what we're all about.
Rounding out the week, and it's on a pretty good note, actually. So the latest figures are in. There's been 8 new cases of coronavirus in New South Wales in the last 24 hours, but that comes of over 12,000 tests conducted.
Jeez, that is
great. That's huge. That's really, really big. And so well done, everybody. Of course, keeping that rate, that's the trick, though.
Yeah,
and that
that's
needs to
right.
be maintained, though. But it does come, of course, as the first stage of the easing in restrictions takes effect from today. Pubs, clubs, restaurants, cafes opening on a very limited basis, as well as outdoor equipment, gyms and playgrounds, and that's happening across the Hunter as well, too.
And as much as we might joke around saying Freedom Friday, please, please, please be responsible. Yeah. Still practice social distancing because it's the only way that we will kill it. So let's really just embrace these little concessions that we're getting now.
Don't be a hugging round.
No.
Because this is the thing. There's a reason why these are small, easing of restrictions is because they want to see what works. And if we just go ahead and just flout all the rules and it comes back again, then the next stage of easing of restrictions won't happen. Yep. Or at worst, might go backwards. So, yeah, not an excuse to just go and do whatever you want. You still need to practice all the social distancing, etc. Good news as well, too. The state government is going to introduce 89 new ambulances to be deployed right across the state, and they're specifically designed as well to deal with potential COVID-19 cases. It's a huge investment, actually, and it comes under a really big recruitment drive for paramedics. They've employed about 4 years' worth of paramedics in the last 3 months.
So good to hear.
Ambulances cost huge. A fortune, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I'm just Googling it now, how much does an ambulance cost? Because I think it's not just like you can grab a little van and chuck like a couple of tables.
It's millions of dollars.
No, yeah. These are the really good ones as well, too. I think they're Mercedes-Benz platform.
Imagine not just the cost in cleaning them, because that's probably not as much, but the cost of not having one being out of action because of transferring COVID-19 patients. So, you know what I mean? It's a huge risk.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Also, too, so National Cabinet's meeting today, and they're going to talk about ways that they can improve mental health services as well, too. This is particularly important considering yesterday's unemployment figures, 600,000 Australians losing their jobs between March and April, and, of course, that has a mental impact. So, therefore, the government is introducing its mental health programs, or at least giving some more information about that today. We were talking about, a few weeks ago, what is going on with Russia with coronavirus, too, because you just didn't hear about them. Well, unfortunately, old Russia is now the second worst hit country after the US. They've had 250,000 cases, and that's within just a few days. Yesterday, they saw 9,970 new cases. Now, that may sound like a lot, but that's actually an improvement. That's the first time in the last 2 weeks they've had less than 10,000 people each day.
Oh, my God.
Over 24 hours. So, you know.
They're really under a lot of stress.
They really are.
Strain.
They really are.
Do you think it's the health system there or their lack of, action at the very beginning?
I think.
Or a bit of both.
I think I think Russia is still dealing with a transparency problem. And it has for over 100 years, to be honest. And so that's not something that they can break out of very easily. Yeah. I think they might have been in a bit of denial about the entire thing. But certainly, it's a large country. It's got quite an elderly population, actually.
Does it really?
On average. Yeah. The Russian population is actually quite a bit older, and so they are of course at more risk as well.
Looks like in Japan too, isn't it? They've got a really older demographic because they're not
I believe
the old
so.
Panky as much as they used to, the younger generation.
But also too, Japan has a...
I love your explanation, Jack.
Japan, Japan has a very, you know, notorious. They live for a very long time, the Japanese.
That's right.
Oh, well, they've got great diets.
So, yeah, partly to do with their diet, I'm sure. But I think that might skew the figures somewhat as well, too.
Well, they're selling more adult diapers in Japan than than nappies. Like, that's a concern.
There you go.
Where did you get that?
That's a fact.
From?
You can Google that.
Yeah, I believe it.
That
they
is true. We've
population.
Spoken about it on the show last year, I believe.
Well, there we go. Thank you, Hamish.
Oh, look, it's a pleasure.
First
Thanks,
week
Hamish.
Back, guys. I hope you've had a great time. We'll be back Monday.
Thank
you
so
much for spending the week with us.
Good week back, baby.
Just one more thing before we go.
Oh, yeah.
So, on this show, we have this person that calls the show and meows like a cat and then hangs up. We just want to talk to that person. Like, just, we'd love to have a chat. You can stay anonymous. We just want to chat to you and find out why on the show. So if you are that person that meows like a cat.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, this person will call and go,
and then hangs up.
And then hangs up.
131009, call us back. We'd love to have a chat to you, the meower.
We like to think of him as the voiceless friend.
Yeah, and we're not upset. We
love
it. You're like our show pet.
Yeah, exactly.
Very super troopers. So call us meow.
Call us right meow.
Call us right meow. Oh, guys. Well, have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday. And, of course, 105 minutes commercial free kicking off next with Lizzie. Bye.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.